Nation, you've heard a variety of companies advertising their products and services, many of them for a number of years.
I'm Walt Parker with InvestingMakesMeSick.com. I've gotten absolutely great results. No matter who's advertising, it definitely pays off. Doesn't matter what business they're in, I think they'll find it's going to be very rewarding.
My name is John Duncan, and I'm the CEO and founder of Bioscan of Las Colinas. It's simply the most effective advertising that I can do. I've advertised for the last 14 years on television, radio, and newspaper, and advertising with 660 gets the best results.
Hi, I'm Marcia West, Senior Account Manager for 660 AM The Answer. For 20 years, I've worked with companies, both big and small, to create cost-effective radio campaigns that get results. Let me do the same for you. Contact me today at mwest@ksky.com. That's mwest@ksky.com. I want to help you grow your business.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-600-0738. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-600-0738. That's 1-800-600-0738. 1-800-600-0738.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-700-1331.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-700-1331. That's 1-800-700-1331.
When you purchase replacement windows for your home, you probably assume the installation is the same from one company to the next. Not many people think about this, but how your windows are installed can make a huge difference in how they look, perform, and their longevity. Hi, I'm Dave Trainer, owner of The Window Connection. The difference in a good job and a bad job is really about the installation. How the window is measured, the removal technique, the caulking, the frame size, and the trim work all affect performance, longevity, appearance, and your home's resale value. The window is installed incorrectly over time. You'll see fogging, gaps, feel drafts, and they just won't work right. There's a lot to know. Please visit my website at thewindowconnection.net for a quick look at the most informative website on the internet devoted to windows and doors.
For a limited time, save 33% off the labor for window installation. For a free estimate, call 972-620-1994, 972-620-1994, or go to thewindowconnection.net.
Psst, hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, hoo-hoo, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection, completely American made.
Hey, 3 hours a day is all I ask. Join me, Sean Hannity, from 2 to 5 each weekday right here on 660 AM, The Answer.
A battle going on today for the heart and soul of America, and the right side must win. It's time for America Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiadis. On America Can we talk truth about America and why it matters to you. America Can We Talk starts now.
And good evening and happy July 4th weekend. This is Debbie Georgiadis. I am so happy to be talking with you on Sunday, July 3rd, the day before July 4th. We are actually recording the show ahead of time, and this is our inaugural America Can We Talk show. The name of our show has been for years, Ladies Can We Talk, and due to input of many friends and supporters, and who actually men, when I give speeches, sometimes say afterwards, is your show really just for women? And I think, so I love changing it to America Can We Talk because it's about America. Well, this is a very, very special holiday weekend. July 4th is wonderful to celebrate with fireworks and barbecues and hamburgers and all that kind of stuff. But I hope all of you take some time this weekend to really think through and just kind of dive in and think about the idea that what we're celebrating is the Declaration of Independence. And it is the single most important document in all of world history after the Bible. That's what the Declaration of Independence is, and that's what we're celebrating this July 4th weekend, this novel, radical idea that the founders of America came up with, which essentially was that we all, each and every one of us, have rights simply because we were born. The Declaration starts out saying we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they're endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Just that much changed world history. The idea that you simply, because you were born, regardless of the language your parents spoke, the color of your skin, whether your parents are rich or poor, you simply have rights from God. We are all equal. And it goes on to say that the purpose of government is to protect those rights. It actually says to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. This was such a radical, novel idea, and it still is today. What the founders recognized was that throughout history, countries were formed mostly by brute physical force, by invading armies, crushing others, by elite people known as the monarchy, the kings and queens, creating a ruling class, ruling the people who had minimal rights and only had the rights the kings or queens or crushing armies decided they had. And this was a novel idea. It wasn't just overthrowing British rule in America. It was that, but it was much deeper and much more profound. America, as many have recognized throughout world history, was formed with a sense of vision, purpose, and deep meaning. It's founded on values, of the idea, for example, that we have rights from God, each person has, just because you were born. And as Thomas Jefferson famously told us, the idea that you simply, that to hold on to this liberty, we must, it requires eternal vigilance. And actually John Adams, who said this, said these words before the Declaration of Independence in 1765, he wrote, "Liberty must at all hazards be supported. We have a right to it derived from our Maker. But if we had not, if we didn't have that right from our Maker," he's saying, "our fathers have earned and bought it for us at the expense of their ease, their estates, their pleasure, and their blood." This idea that we formed a country simply to preserve liberty for the individual is something every generation has the responsibility to perpetuate, to hold on to. And tonight, we're going to be talking a lot about the Declaration of Independence, and then we're kind of taking the temperature of liberty in America today. How are we doing in our generation, in our times, in this era, holding on to liberty? And we're going to tie the idea of liberty to many, many issues facing this country. Because a lot of times we think of issues as the conservatives think this, the Democrats think this, the Republicans think this. We need to get a higher, better, more moral view about what liberty is and look at the issues we are addressing from the perspective, are we perpetuating liberty or are we surrendering it? You know, the show is always about, and the show is, again, America Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiadis. This show is always about embracing and protecting the exceptional identity of America. And that exceptional identity is rooted in the Declaration of Independence, rooted in what the founders of our country said, the back in 1776, 240 years ago tomorrow, they said that this idea of liberty was important enough to simply fight a war over, to lose. To, as you know, the founders of the writers of the Declaration had to pledge, and many lost mostly everything. But the founders of the writers of the Declaration pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. They acknowledge God in the Declaration of Independence. They acknowledge his place in their in giving them rights, and they decided it was worth losing everything for, and most of them did. Well, in this show, in the next segment tonight, we're going to be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Fortunately for us, he now lives in Dallas, Texas. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West is a, as many of you know, he's an American patriot. He's a hero. He's served America in the United States Army in Operation Desert Shield and Operation Desert Storm. He's been well decorated as a military officer. He served the United States Congress, but mostly he's an advocate for liberty in America today. Can't wait to have you hear what he has to say about what liberty means in America today. So don't go back. We're after a break. We'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
Could you lose your career because of your faith? Could your pastor be sued because of his sermons? Can students and teachers be punished because of what they believe about God? Can the government or even your employer force you to violate your beliefs? Get the answers and, if necessary, legal protection from First Liberty Institute. First Liberty is the nation's largest legal organization dedicated exclusively to restoring religious freedom in America. In fact, First Liberty's nationwide network of top attorneys win over 90% of their cases. They've won at the Supreme Court all the way down to local schools. Visit firstliberty.org to learn more about how First Liberty is protecting religious freedom for all Americans in the workplace, public schools, your church, the military, and more. That's firstliberty.org. If you want hope for religious freedom and a free listing of your rights, go to firstliberty.org now. If you want to get at the issues that really matter for women and men, go to IWF.org. That's the Independent Women's Forum. IWF is all about increasing the number of American women who value free markets and personal liberty. IWF's motto is all issues are women's issues. They bring a fact-based approach to politics, policy, and culture. When the left tried to peddle a phony war on women, IWF shot back with facts and figures. American women aren't victims in need of ever-increasing government protection. And IWF doesn't think things are perfect, but they believe that individual liberty is the key to prosperity and fulfillment. Along with their sister organization, Independent Women's Voice, IWVoice.org, which is a leader in the fight against Obamacare, they offer policy papers, op-eds, and a popular blog on issues of the day. So visit IWF at IWF.org. That's IWF.org. On August 2nd, 2006, Debbie Lee was notified that her son, Mark Allen Lee, had been killed, becoming the first Navy SEAL to lose his life in Iraq. She had no choice about the news that was given to her, but she did have a choice how she responded. In response to her son's amazing last letter, she founded America's Mighty Warriors to honor the sacrifices of our troops, the fallen, and their families by providing programs that improve quality of life, resiliency, and recovery. Whether America's Mighty Warriors is hosting retreats for families of the fallen, helping heroes heal who are struggling with traumatic brain injury or post-traumatic stress disorder, providing relaxation at the Heroes Hope Home, stepping in when an injustice is committed, or doing random acts of kindness. As Mark mentioned in his letter, they know the price of freedom, and who pays it. Our troops and families of the fallen need your support. Visit americasmightywarriors.org today to learn more. That's americasmightywarriors.org.
Howdy, folks. Crazy Gun Dealer here, and it's time for our annual 4th of July celebration. That's this Sunday and Monday, 10 to 7. We're giving away free guns, no purchase required. Sig Sauer, Steyr, Texas Black, and CVA. Free hourly door prizes, plus free prize wheel spin for every adult. Free lunch, noon to 2, every day. All this and no purchase required. Plus AR-15s, while they last, $3.99 with ammo purchase. Sunday, 9mm carry pistols, only $1.89 with ammo purchase. 223 ammo, only $3.99 a box. Monday, 300 blackout AR-15s, only $4.99. And 22 mag revolvers, only $1.39. Plus all weekend, leather holsters, regular up to $90, only $3. 10/22, 25 round mags, only $9.99. Browning hats, $5. Lots of closeouts, pennies on the dollar, free bounce house for the kids. That's this Sunday and Monday at the Crazy Gun Dealer in Alvarado. For more details, visit crazygundealer.com or text crazy to 24587.
All offers and promotions subject to change or restrictions. See store for complete details.
Listen to us live on iHeartRadio, 660 AM, The Answer.
And welcome back to America, Can We Talk? I love saying that new name. This is Debbie Georgiadis, your host. And as many of my listeners know, we used to be Ladies, Can We Talk? And due to the input from lots of different people, we've changed to broaden the title really to reflect the content and the audience. And we're very excited to welcome in the studio tonight a frequent guest on this show, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Hello, sir.
It's good to be with you, and congratulations on the new naming. I was, you know, as a guy, I was feeling kind of offended and left out, you know. my self-esteem was going down, you know.
Yeah.
It was microaggression. I'm trying to, you know,
well,
I need my
was.
Safe space, okay? I'm trying to think of all these insidious things the left uses.
I love that. And actually, on a serious note, that is kind of, I had different people at times I've given talks say, are guys allowed to call in? Or is this really for guys? Of course, it's for everyone. It's about America.
Now it's about America, guys. So we're part of this, okay?
There you go. And on this very special July 3rd show is our Independence Day show. As I mentioned in the introduction, I really want to focus on the idea of liberty, of what the whole reason is we have July 4th, what we're celebrating, what liberty is really all about. And I have a little quote from a founder at every segment. And so this one is just a very short one that many of you have heard many times. Thomas Jefferson wrote in a letter to William Stephen Smith in 1787, "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants." And so, he says, sometimes you have to fight for liberty. So, speaking with someone who has fought for liberty, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, as many of you know, served in Operation Desert Shield, Operation Desert Storm. He served the United States Army starting in 1983. He won many, many awards, which I will take just a moment to acknowledge. The Bronze Star, the Meritorious Service Medal, an Army Commendation Medal, Army Achievement Medal, Valorous Unit Award, Air Assault Badge, and the Master Parachutist Badge. He's retired from the U.S. Army as Lieutenant Colonel, also served in Congress, and currently is the Executive Director and Vice Chairman of the Board of the Directors of the National Center for Policy Analysis. And lucky for us here at America Can We Talk, that is located in Dallas, Texas. So what I want to roll with, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, is about this idea of liberty, mm-hmm. and you served in the United States military. There has been a lot of talk over the last several years about the depletion of the power and ability of the U.S. military to fight for America, to be able to defend liberty around the world. Do you see that as a serious problem, or is it being overhyped? And what isn't a military kind of an essential part of holding on to liberty is to be able to defend your country? I mean, I just think it's almost treasonous is too strong a word, but it's a very dangerous course we've gone down.
Well, you're absolutely right, and it's great to be with your listening audience, and I want to send a shout-out to the folks down in Columbus, Georgia. I hear they're one of your listening audiences. You know, I'm a graduate of the Airborne School and Jumpmaster School down there, and, of course, I'm a native Georgian. But I think first and foremost, if we're going to understand the Declaration of Independence, how this nation was established 240 years ago, we need to go back, and folks, you need to read the entire Declaration of Independence. You need to understand that this was a list of grievances that the colonists had brought against King George III. And, you know, I want to whip out my little pocket constitution here and declaration. I want to share before we start talking about how we defend liberty, you know, some of the things that are synonymous with what we see happening today. For instance, Jefferson wrote, "He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent," which means approval, "should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance." One other one that I think is very interesting. "He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, given his assent to their acts of pretended legislation, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments." That is what Thomas Jefferson wrote back for July 1776. And that is where we are today, 240 years later. And when you talk about being able to defend liberty, you know, we just recently celebrated in the month of June the 241st birthday of the United States Army. And our motto in the United States Army is, "This we'll defend." What is it that we will defend? We take an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and to bear true faith and allegiance to the same. And what we see happening today is the erosion of our constitutional liberties, and we also see the decimation of our military capability and capacity to defend and uphold that oath. You know, I was just last weekend at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, for the 100th anniversary of the 14th Field Artillery Regiment. Now, you imagine 100 years of this artillery regiment standing on freedom's ramparts. And when you're there with this new generation of young artillery red legs and soldiers that are doing the exact same thing, you get a sense of pride. But when you realize, and we've talked about this before, under this administration, this Army is down to pre-World War II levels. This Navy, 1917 levels. Marine Corps, World War I levels. Air Force, smallest and the least amount of fighter aircraft we've ever had. That's not how you defend liberty.
Well, we're speaking, if you did not hear the beginning of this segment, speaking with Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, and this entire show is dedicated to really refocusing on why we celebrate Independence Day, what we're celebrating when we are celebrating our country's Declaration of Independence. Thank you for all that you dove into within the Declaration of Independence, because as Lieutenant Colonel West rightly points out, many of the challenges that we are seeing today, many of the reasons people are upset with Washington, are exactly what the founders were writing about in the Declaration of Independence. So, I feel this particular issue with the military, it leaves the world, not just America, but the world more vulnerable, mm-hmm. especially in an era when we are looking at the threat to modern civilization. Mm-hmm. Just like historically we had, you know, fascism or Nazism or communism, we have the threat of radical Islam as the, you know, threat to liberty in the world today. So America's weak at a time when among the most evil forces in the world is actively expanding.
And you know what's interesting is again, you know, George Santayana said in 1920s, "Those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it." You know, it was in the 1790s when Thomas Jefferson and John Adams were sitting in Paris, France, with the Day of Algiers. Because we were getting attacked. Our shipping was and goods and services were getting confiscated. Our people were being put into slavery. And Jefferson and Adams asked the Dey of Algiers, "Why are you doing this?" He said, "We're commanded to do so. You know, we're commanded to do so because you're infidels." Now think about this. We fought against the Barbary pirates for 12 years. You know, the Marines' first amphibious landing was in Derna, Libya. And guess what is happening in Libya today? History is repeating itself.
It absolutely is. And this is part of what I want to go into politics a bit here, and I know we're coming up on a break, but the threat of radical Islam around the world, and, you know, in what we see happening with ISIS and the expansion of their attempt to establish a caliphate, what we see happening in American shores, we just saw happen last week in Orlando.
No, that was gun control.
Oh, thank you for correcting me. Yeah. Well, that was actually the point I want to make. I want to have us get into after our next break. But we have a problem in America, not just because we are under the threat of radical Islam, But because we have an administration and really a whole establishment in Washington mm-hmm. on the American left who will not say the problem is radical Islam. They won't
just
say
need
it.
Compassion, unity, and love.
Love, that's right.
That's our greatest response to terrorism.
Okay, so, you know, we have this, actually, I do want to launch in Orlando. We have 2 minutes in the segment. I'm trying to read this guy's signals. Okay, we do have 2 minutes left. I thought one of the things that was so telling last week in the news was that Loretta Lynch, mm-hmm. our American Attorney General, the one in charge of the Department of Justice, actually announced on Sunday morning news that she was going to redact or remove the portions of this Islamic terrorist who attacked the Orlando nightclub and called 911 to announce his allegiance to ISIS. She was going to take out his references to Islam when she released the call to the public. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think about that?
This administration, and you saw the exact same response after San Bernardino and also after Fort Hood, this administration bases their national security strategy on obfuscation, denial, and lies. Because they don't want to face up to who the enemy is. They would rather, as Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste. And so this has to be about gun control. This has to be about the insidious, petulant, childish reaction of House Democrats to, you know, stage a sit-in instead of confronting who the real enemy is. And as a matter of fact, we now hear Al-Qaeda saying, we need to attack white people. Because, you know, obviously the Americans are not getting the memo. They keep trying to make everything into a hate crime. So we need to get these folks to understand we want credit for killing you.
You know, that was an amazing thing. I had that actually in my thought about talking about a little later in the show. But we really are at a time where in America, we counted on since the founding the idea the government's job is to protect Americans. And we see the government in our country essentially working against pretending Americans. This is Debbie Georgiatis on the first version of America Can We Talk, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Come right back after the break. We got a lot left to go. If there's one thing the conservative movement needs, it's a leader. And we have one, the Heritage Foundation. Heritage gets in the trenches on Capitol Hill. They promote principled solutions directly to lawmakers in Washington. And unlike politicians, they don't waver or compromise. But they're not a Washington institution. There are tens of thousands of Heritage members and supporters in North Texas alone. And they're on a mission to grow that number and build the conservative base. You can become a Heritage member by going to joinheritage.org today. I've been a member of Heritage myself for years. I have Heritage experts on my show, and I rely on their analysis to get the facts out. As a member, you'll get updates on the fight for America from Heritage President Jim DeMint, plus exclusive invitations to conservative events right here in Dallas or wherever you are in America. So join the growing movement. Find out more at joinheritage.org. That's joinheritage.org.
Our nation faces a choice. The path of big government based out of Washington, or the unique brand of liberty and prosperity enjoyed here in Texas. For 27 years, the Texas Public Policy Foundation has helped leaders in the Lone Star State prove that fiscal restraint and small government can deliver opportunity and prosperity for all. The Texas Public Policy Foundation promotes and defends solutions here and around the country based on liberty, free enterprise, and personal responsibility. Whether informing the national debate on property rights, energy, taxes, education, or criminal justice, the foundation works to translate ideas into real change. The Texas Public Policy Foundation does not accept government funds or contributions to influence the outcome of its research. It is supported by thousands of people like you who are concerned about the future of our country. You can help Texas remain strong as the beacon of liberty in America. Visit TexasPolicy.com to learn more.
If you want to get at the issues that really matter for women and men, go to IWF.org. That's the Independent Women's Forum. IWF is all about increasing the number of American women who value free markets and personal liberty. IWF's motto is all issues are women's issues. They bring a fact-based approach to politics, policy, and culture. When the left tried to peddle a phony war on women, IWF shot back with facts and figures. American women aren't victims in need of ever-increasing government protection, and IWF doesn't think things are perfect, but they believe that individual liberty is the key to prosperity and fulfillment. along with their sister organization, Independent Women's Voice, IWVoice.org, which is a leader in the fight against Obamacare, they offer policy papers, op-eds, and a popular blog on issues of the day. So visit IWF at IWF.org. That's IWF.org.
If there's one thing the conservative movement needs, it's a leader. And we have one, the Heritage Foundation. Heritage gets in the trenches on Capitol Hill. They promote principled solutions directly to lawmakers in Washington. And unlike politicians, they don't waver or compromise. But they're not a Washington institution. There are tens of thousands of Heritage members and supporters in North Texas alone. And they're on a mission to grow that number and build the conservative base. You can become a Heritage member by going to joinheritage.org today. I've been a member of Heritage myself for years. I have Heritage experts on my show, and I rely on their analysis to get the facts out. As a member, you'll get updates on the fight for America from Heritage President Jim DeMint, plus exclusive invitations to conservative events right here in Dallas or wherever you are in America. So join the growing movement. Find out more at joinheritage.org. That's joinheritage.org.
Saying I don't know is no longer acceptable. This is 660 AM, The Answer.
Can you hear us? And welcome back to America, Can We Talk? This is Debbie Georgiatis. We're joined this evening in this wonderful July 4th weekend by Lieutenant Colonel Alan West in studio. So grateful to have him here. And before I want to turn to the questions I want to cover in this segment with him, I was going to mention that it's a really, he talks and has talked in this show and other times about the importance of knowing history and understanding what's happening today, not just observing today's events, but understanding the context and history, particularly with respect to radical Islam, and not seeing this as a surprise, new, inexplicable action by radicalized Muslims, but really as a continuation of, I have been calling it the conquest ideology of Islam that started at its inception. The conquest ideology were there. And so we're going to be talking about several different things, but turning back to Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, first of all, I'm so glad you're here tonight.
Yep.
Fun to have you. You know, we've been watching the current administration make big changes in America's military, one having to do with kind of social engineering of mm-hmm. the military and making kind of politically correct designations and determinations about who can serve and what the standards are about who's eligible to serve. So the particular thing I want to ask you about is, right, there's a talk right now about whether or not women should be included as those who must register under Selective Service. It doesn't mean they're being drafted because we don't have a draft right now, mm-hmm. but women included in Selective Service. So what's your reaction? You're a military guy. You actually served our country proudly. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Look, we have one of the finest militaries in the world. We have some very dedicated, patriotic young men and women who continue to raise their right hand to defend our freedoms. I saw them, a lot of basic trainees, when I was up at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, this past weekend. What I am concerned about is that this administration is focused on a fundamental transformation of our military and not really the issues that are facing our military as far as ensuring they have the capability and capacity to be able to go out and prosecute the wars against Islamic jihadism. You know, right now we have an incredible onslaught of aviation crashes and incidents and fatalities all across our four branches. You have to ask yourself, when was the last time you ever heard of a Thunderbird and a Blue Angel aircraft crashing within a week?
I know.
Now, if that's the creme de la creme, think about what is, you know, happening in your everyday forces. When you have, you know, maintenance crews that are going out to museums to find spare parts. This administration
is
not
focused. Wait, is that a true story?
That's an absolute true story.
Maintenance crews going to museums to find parts.
Absolutely. You can Google it and look
it
up.
No, I believe you. I just hadn't heard that story. I missed
that. No, absolutely. F-18s, I think also the B-1 bombers, that's what is happening. And so when you consider this against what this administration is focusing on, they're talking about the lifting the transgender policy. Well, go in and look at how the American Psychiatric Association defines, you know, transgenderism, gender dysphoria. But this administration is focusing on, you know, now what we're going to have to do with barracks and bathrooms and the fact that the American taxpayer is going to have to, you know, pay for sexual hormone and gender transformation surgeries. That's not what the military is about. The military is about closing with, fighting, and destroying the enemy. It is about prosecuting our nation's wars. And that is not what this this president or the progressive socialist left wants to deal with. And therefore, you send a horrific message to Iran, to Russia, to China, to North Korea, to Islamic jihadist groups all across the world, that we're not going to fight you, that we're more so busy, you know, worrying about, as the president said, our nation is stronger when we have women in combat duty positions. Our nation is stronger when we're crushing the enemy. But this is that social engineering mantra. This is that fundamental transformation mantra. The left has always hated the military because it is the last bastion of traditional values. It is the last bastion of honor, integrity, and character. And before this president is done, he's going to do everything he can to transform this military into a social egalitarian participation trophy playhouse.
Wow. I love every word you just said. I love how you described it all. And so this is one of the issues we have, obviously, a presidential election coming up. We have, you know.
Let me tell you this. You know, it's not about emails. It's not about the Clinton Foundation. But the fact that we have someone sitting in the White House and that we have someone running to be president, commander in chief, that abandoned Americans to die and then lied about it. There are no mothers, fathers, husband, wives, children that can trust Hillary Clinton to be sitting in the White House and deploy their loved ones into a combat zone. And that, for me, is the ultimate factor that should, you know, make her ineligible to be commander-in-chief. That's what people should be talking about.
I completely agree. And I've heard other military people saying, you know, we've kind of lumped this Benghazi story and with a bunch of other stories, it becomes a litany. And then the media or the media who's in cahoots with Hillary kind of says, yeah, there's all these stories. They're always picking on her.
No, they need to make it very pointed. Don't talk about talking points or whatever. You need to look at people that and I'm talking to everyone out there, your friends that say they're going to support Hillary Clinton, and look them in the eye and ask them one simple question. You support a person that abandoned Americans to die and lied about it? That's it. That's the seminal question that needs to be asked.
Yep, I love that, and I couldn't agree more. We're speaking tonight with Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, and this on this July 4th weekend, where we're celebrating America's liberty, and I think one of the fundamental things that everyone needs to embrace is the idea to hold on to liberty. You have to have armed forces who are supplied, who are trained, who are sufficient to the job, who can handle the job, because it's not just America that is defended by America's military, but people around the world count on America's military. Of what's right, what's good, what's strong. We stand up for people around the world. And if we're weak and we signal to the bad guys.
You bring up a great point. There was a young lady, her last name is Murad. She's a young Yazidi girl. And she testified last week before the Senate committee. She was a former ISIS sex slave. And she explained to those senators, the Homeland Security Committee, what we need to do. And she said, we're waiting. We're waiting for you to do something against them. And until you go and you fight them and take their weapons away, they're never going to stop. They're never going to lay down their weapons. And so you're right. There are people that are looking to us to say that, you sing these things in your, you know, national anthem, but do you really embody these principles and values today?
Wow. You know, I want to ask you, I had not seen that testimony either. This is amazing because I'm kind of a news wonk. I'm like endlessly reading things. And then I'm speaking with Lieutenant Colonel Alan West and learning new things all the time. As to that young girl's testimony, it kind of brings us back to radical Islam and the conquest ideology and the determination to inflict Islam on the world as far as they can. In America, our failure to identify them, Islam as the problem, or at least Islamic ideology as the problem, is causing us to be unable to fight it. In the case of this young girl, we can't really get our arms around the fact the only answer that will make them stop is brute force.
Strength and might.
Strength and might.
Strength
Amen
and
to
might.
That. But internally in America, our discussion, we were talking in the break this evening about the expression, the CVE. If you've heard this expression being used by Loretta Lynch and others, CVE stands for Countering Violent Extremism. It is and actually that term was suggested, I believe, by CARE, the Islamic organization in America. Essentially, the argument of the radical Islamists has been to the Obama administration, stop isolating Islam as a problem, or stop mentioning Islam, stop mentioning jihad and Sharia and anything related to Islam. Mm-hmm. just talk about violence. And so in Washington, we have our members of Congress duped into thinking they're dealing with Islam when they pass some law denouncing countering violent extremism. Yeah. It's a hiding the truth from the people.
It is a very broad and nebulous moniker, countering violent extremism, because if you're on the political left, then anyone that's a constitutional conservative can be deemed an extremist. And that is exactly what we've heard them say. You know, once again, you have a group like the Council for American Islamic Relations, unindicted co-conspirator, largest Islamic terrorist funding case in the United States of America, Holy Land Foundation. And they have influence on this administration. They have an office on Capitol Hill. And they're the ones that are going out purging, forcing this administration to purge training materials from the FBI and from the DOD. And that's the real question about what happened in Orlando. Why was Omar Mateen not on that watch list? Because of that impact and that influence that CARE has.
Absolutely. And in fact, he was investigated by the FBI twice.
Three times?
Okay. One time they actually wrote a memo saying essentially they concluded that his co-workers' suspicions about him were really just based on Islamophobia.
Absolutely. And who created that word? CARE.
Oh, CARE. Yeah. Okay. I want a quick turn to guns. We only have about a minute left. A minute. But we had a sit-in in Congress last week, and the Democrats are trying to say that the resolution to the problem in Orlando is just more gun control. And they want to say their deal is no fly, no buy, which is essentially if you're on the no-fly list, you can't buy a gun. Mm-hmm. And you got 30 seconds. What do you think about that?
I think it's a pivot toward the false narrative. It is a political talking point. It's a political ideology. Rahm Emanuel, never let a good crisis go to waste. After 9/11, we didn't ban airplanes. In Moore, Oklahoma.
Or box cutters.
In Moore, Oklahoma, where the woman was beheaded and another was almost beheaded, we didn't ban, knives. So I think that, again, this is obfuscation, it's denial, and it's lies.
We are joined this evening by Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Thank you so much for being here, sir.
My pleasure, always, Debbie.
We're going to zip off to a break. When we come back, my cruise through the news is going to be a cruise through all the ways in which this administration is undermining liberty in America. You don't want to miss it. Come back after a break.
Texans have a long tradition of independence, and we don't like being told what to do, especially by liberal bureaucrats 1,000 miles away. That's why for 30 years, the Dallas-based Institute for Policy Innovation has fought Washington's efforts to take more of your money and freedom. IPI works every day to keep taxes low and freedom high, to promote free market health care, expand energy security, protect intellectual property, and combat onerous regulations that destroy American jobs. Politicians often talk smaller government, but then vote for more of it. By contrast, IPI has never veered from its mission to defend the Constitution and fight for freedom. If you want to be informed about free market policies and solutions, go to IPI's website and sign up. All of their information is free for sharing. Help IPI restore liberty and economic growth. Go to IPI.org today. That's IPI.org. One more time, go to IPI.org today. The National Center for Policy Analysis brings together the best and brightest minds to tackle the country's most difficult public policy problems in healthcare, taxes, retirement, education, energy, and now national security. The NCPA works to develop and promote private, free market alternatives to government regulation and control, solving problems by relying on the strength of competition and the private sector. As America's think tank, the NCPA wants to make sure you have access to simple, clear solutions to the issues that matter to you. Come get to know the NCPA at one of their events and join the conversation by following them on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. To get policy solutions delivered straight to your inbox, sign up for the NCPA free email newsletter or subscribe to one of their policy blogs. To get involved with America's think tank, go online today to ncpa.org. The NCPA would love your support, and you'll love being part of the solutions to America's challenges. So go to ncpa.org. That's ncpa.org.
Our nation faces a choice. The path of big government based out of Washington, or the unique brand of liberty and prosperity enjoyed here in Texas. For 27 years, the Texas Public Policy Foundation has helped leaders in the Lone Star State prove that fiscal restraint and small government can deliver opportunity and prosperity for all. The Texas Public Policy Foundation promotes and defends solutions here and around the country based on liberty, free enterprise, and personal responsibility. Whether you're informing the national debate on property rights, energy, taxes, education, or criminal justice, the Foundation works to translate ideas into real change. The Texas Public Policy Foundation does not accept government funds or contributions to influence the outcome of its research. It is supported by thousands of people like you who are concerned about the future of our country. You can help Texas remain strong as the beacon of liberty in America. Visit TexasPolicy.com to learn more.
Howdy, folks. Crazy Gun Deal here, and it's time for our annual 4th of July celebration. That's this Sunday and Monday, 10 to 7. We're giving away free guns, no purchase required. Sig Sauer, Steyr, Texas Black, and CVA. Free hourly door prizes, plus free prize wheel spin for every adult. Free lunch, noon to 2, every day. All this and no purchase required. Plus AR-15s, while they last, $3.99 with ammo purchase. Sunday, 9mm carry pistols, only $1.89 with ammo purchase. 223 ammo, only $3.99 a box. Monday, 300 blackout AR-15s, only $4.99. And 22 mag revolvers, only $1.39. Plus all weekend, leather holsters, regular up to $90, only $3. 10/22, 25 round mags, only $9.99. Browning hats, $5. Lots of closeouts, pennies on the dollar, free bounce hats for the kids. That's this Sunday and Monday at the Crazy Gun Dealer in Alvareda. For more details, visit crazygundealer.com or text CRAZY to 24587.
All offers and promotions subject to change or restrictions. See store for complete details.
Dallas, Fort Worth's home for stimulating talk. 660 AM, The Answer.
And welcome back to America Can We Talk. This is Debbie Georgiatis. I hope you enjoyed our guest the last half an hour, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. He's always a fount of knowledge about the Constitution, about the history of war, about the issues facing America, and he really is just a national treasure. So happy he could join us on this very special celebration of Independence Day of July 4th. I want to, in this, I often say at the end of the first hour, I'm going to do a cruise through the news, and I am going to do that tonight, but I want to do it on particular stories and tie them to the idea of liberty, just understanding how precious, unique, and simply rare in the world it is. And I'm going to tell you, I love having quotes from our founders. I want to share another one, a quick one. This is from John Adams, and he wrote this on July 3rd, 1776, July 3rd. And he said in a letter to his wife, Abigail Adams, published by the family, he wrote, "I am well aware of the toil and blood and treasure that it will cost us to maintain this declaration. And support and defend these states. Yet through all the gloom, I can see the rays of ravishing light and glory. I can see the end is more than worth all the means." That was John Adams. So where are we today, 2016? How well are we holding up and protecting this precious liberty that our forebears fought to have, for us to have, not just in the American Revolution, which was, of course, establishing America, but after that, the many wars that people have fought to preserve liberty. I'm just going to give you a few examples of where I think we are in danger, and we simply aren't recognizing the connection between the issues we face and the danger in America. Here's just one. You may have heard that the Democrat Party in this year, 2016, has now completed its platform. They actually wrote in their platform and essentially a "you will be prosecuted for free speech" plank. They actually wrote in that they, as their Democrat platform in 2016, urge prosecution of companies that dare challenge the liberal view on climate change. It's in their platform. They are so enraged that any company or person dares to disagree with the left-wing worldview, climate change is going to kill us all, therefore we're going to redistribute wealth, we're going to surrender American sovereignty to the UN, we're going to do all sorts of things. They're going to criminalize, they're urging criminalizing speech. If you say I don't go for climate change, I'm not sure it's true. Simply outrageous. Here's another one that I just think it ties to liberty. It ties to basic rights we have. You may have read just this week that the United States Supreme Court, in a unanimous decision, overturned the conviction of former Virginia Governor Robert McDonnell. Now, you may recognize that name. He was, for a period of time, viewed as a very serious potential contender for Republican nomination for the presidency. And he was convicted on what was clearly spelled out by the Supreme Court as is essentially a political prosecution. You have to grasp that. The Democrats will not hesitate to use the power of the criminal, the Department of Justice, the apparatus of the criminal Department of Justice and other prosecutors, district attorney's office, to fight their political enemies. To say, you're not going to rise to power if we don't like you. I want to remind you that first of all, the trial itself with Governor McDonnell was presided over by a judge who had a long-term grudge against this governor, a long-term grudge because this governor had earlier in his career blocked this judge's wife's nomination to a judicial seat. In addition, just think about these. This decision of the Supreme Court, unanimous, comes on the heels of reversing prosecutions of the then-Senator Ted Stevens, Governor Rick Perry, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. And then think about the idea that the Obama administration, the Democrat Party apparatus, has used the power of the IRS to shut down political opponents. That's what they did when they decided that they were going to delay and hold back giving the IRS certification of a C3 or C4 designation to their political enemies. The Democrats will not stop in shutting down their political opponents and using the power at their disposal. This is a fundamental affront to liberty. A whole other arena of the fundamental affront to liberty has to do with the breathtaking growth in power of the federal government and the reach of the various things that the arenas of American life, their power of Washington down into your backyard, puddle of water in your yard that may somehow be something they can regulate through the EPA. But I want to give you specific examples. If you think that the federal growth of federal power couldn't hurt you, what you're really seeing in part is an over-criminalization on the federal level of many things that do not belong in any way to be crimes. It's a criminalization of what were one time just simple civil violations. And here you go. Here are just a few. An 11-year-old girl in Virginia who saved a woodpecker from a cat was hit with a fine for transporting a protected species. No kidding. A Maryland developer, James Wilson, was prosecuted and sentenced to prison for violating the Clean Water Act when he improved a piece of land the Army Corps of Engineers claimed as navigable water, even though the nearest river was 6 miles away. Fortunately for him, James Wilson, he had the resources to fight the conviction and ultimately got it overturned. But what these are examples of, these aren't just random, because I'm going to read you several more, not just random isolated cases. This is a whole paradigm shift in America. This is the left wing of America, and it's not even the Democrat Party. It's broader than that. It's the left wing of America thinking the purpose of government is to regulate, control, fine, penalize, and prosecute anything they don't like, anything that disagrees with theirs. And I'm going to give you another one. An outdoorsman named Tom Lindsay and several other people were rafting down Idaho's Snake River at 7 a.m. instead of 9 a.m., and they used gas stoves for cooking at their campsite. The federal government hit Lindsay with several indictments. Indictments, that means like criminal charges going to take you to court, which were later overturned. There was also a chief engineer at a retirement home diverted backup sewage to a storm drain. Unknown to him, the drain wasn't connected to the city's sewage system, but to a stream that emptied into the Potomac River, a protected waterway. A felony conviction for that. And so this over-criminalization, it's an assault on liberty. I'll tell you another assault on liberty, just to keep, because I don't think these things are just, they're not isolated. They are part of a larger view of some people in America who've forgotten the whole reason we have the Declaration of Independence, the whole reason we established liberty, which is that individuals, the paradigm, the setup, the framework of America is the idea that individuals have liberty and government exists to protect those rights. Government does not exist to regulate and control your life in every way. But just as the founders knew when they created the Declaration of Independence, when they wrote it, they knew the tendency in human history, the tendency for millennia before they wrote that declaration is that power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely, and that there's just a yearning in the hearts of too many people, too many men, to want to control others. to just want to control their lives, and that people who have that yearning are always going to be fighting to control your life. So I'm going to tell you just another founding idea of America that is under assault, and that is the idea of the rule of law. The rule of law is a fundamental plank in the idea of liberty, in the idea of what America is all about. The rule of law means, for example, that everyone is subject to the same laws. We don't have a ruling elite. We don't have kings and queens or a monarchy. We don't have anyone who's above the law. And number one, the same laws. And then number two, the same laws apply to everyone. The same laws apply to everyone. And the system of creating laws is designed to allow we the people to hold on to power, to hold on to liberty. We elect the people who make the laws in our state legislatures and the federal government. That's our job. We elect the lawmakers. And those lawmakers can be unelected by us if we don't want, we don't like what they do. We can call them back. We can say, you can't have this job anymore. So the idea of rule of law in part means to have laws come from the elected, the people we elect, and then the executive branch, the government, which is the president and the federal level, the president, the administrative agencies, they enforce the law. They don't make law. And if they were permitted to make law, then they would be substituting the role that the Congress is supposed to have. So, for example, we had the Supreme Court recently, fortunately, ruled the right way in this case. They blocked President Obama's immigration amnesty. And to step back, in case you haven't followed this issue, the idea of the federal laws on immigration is Congress makes the law and the executive branch enforces it. Well, President Obama didn't like that he couldn't get the Congress to go along with some changes he wanted in immigration law. So he just issued executive orders saying, this is how we're going to do it. You're going to do it my way. This is not just an affront to the rule of law, but to liberty, because we have no protection. We have no ability to fight it. We can't unelect our congressman if the president simply issues executive orders, which then become law. Fortunately, the Supreme Court struck down President Obama's immigration executive amnesty and said, sorry, buddy, not on our watch. Well, you know, there are a bunch of other ones. We mentioned when Lieutenant Colonel Alan West was here, the Democrats sit in the U.S. House trying essentially to say, we're not going to stand up until we get gun control. We've talked about this in the show before, but the whole effort of the Democrats on the no-fly, no-buy is an astounding assault on liberty, because what they're saying is, an unelected bureaucrat can stick your name on a no-fly list and you lose a constitutional right in the Second Amendment to keep and bear arms. And that's perfectly okay with these anti-liberty Democrats in our U.S. House today. So this is at liberty. That's running to a quick list of losing liberty. We're going to talk more in the second hour on different ideas. I have my leading lady, Lori Medina, joining me in the second hour of America Can We Talk? Come back after the break. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to talk with Star Parker, who's fighting a liberty battle of her own.
Paid a price to be free. Remember who we are. With our blood, sweat, and tears. Remember who we are. Will our children be the ones asking us one day?
Six sixty.